This is our friend Cliff Floyd of the MLB Network.
Cliff, get us out of this.
So, do you think there really was a landing on the moon, Cliffy?
Oh, man. Cliff's not old enough to remember.
No.
Like,
no, I really don't.
I remember.
When you start thinking about
how
long it takes to get from planet to planet. I was reading something my daughter told me. She showed it to me, so I was reading it.
Yeah.
And she said it takes 9 years to get to one of the other
some planet.
Planets. And I go, what?
Yeah.
Not 9 years? I go, no, nah, we're good.
Yeah, we'll stay here.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, see, I think it was all a hoax. And they shot it probably in Sudbury, Ontario, and made the film look crappy and said, you know, one giant step
really grainy,
for man.
Right?
Yeah, real grainy. You know, because you can make anything look like anything. And I was just saying, saying to Shannon, I said, you know, have you seen Matt Damon's movie, The Martian?
Yes.
Yeah. So that looks real, right? That looks like Mars.
Absolutely.
I don't know what Mars looks like. He doesn't know what Mars.
Right.
Nobody knows what Mars looks like. But that looks like Mars.
Anything.
That's
Absolutely.
Jordan. Wadi Rum, Jordan. That's where they shot that.
However they did it, I mean, I believe it was 100. I was all in, put like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen spaceships. I've seen the space shuttle go up. I've seen a launch.
Oh, you saw the launch?
I've seen two launches.
So do you believe in the launches, and then they circle it around the back of the house and then go park the car?
No, I'm going to tell you exactly what happens. So the closest you can get is 7 miles. That's the closest you can get to
this
the
shuttle.
This is
what I'm up
shuttle.
Against every day, Cliff.
And that's where I am.
Wow.
I'm 7 miles away. And you don't see any little teeny tiny from 7 miles. You can't see the little astronauts boop 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 boop, boop going into the ship. So
yeah,
they
but
have
you
a
see
TV.
TV monitors. You see monitors of them walking to the
oh,
ship.
Yeah, and TV oh, is yeah. always true.
Always true.
Oh, that's always on.
I believe in television.
It has to be.
Yeah.
So
what I've seen living in Cape Canaveral, I've seen the shuttle coming in. I've never seen it launch.
You've seen it land.
You saw it land.
I've seen it land, you know, because it lands on top of a, I'm assuming a set, whatever.
Oh, when they deliver it.
On top of a plane.
Oh, yeah, when they bring it back.
Coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've seen that down in Florida.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking cool, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I saw the space shuttle take off, but I have no way of knowing whether there was anybody inside, and I'm betting there wasn't. They sent that sucker up there, and when it got out of sight, boom, they blew it up. Whistled for about 3 days, and then magically the guys appeared in Southern California. They landed it. See, they show you a shuttle landing, and I think it's cartoons, but they never show you the guys getting out.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk
they
baseball?
You know what? You got a point.
You ever seen them get out? I never seen them get out.
Of course you've seen them get out.
I've never seen them get out.
A lot of data they have to sort of go through before they can get out. You know, you got a lot of paperwork.
Don't you remember when the guys came back from the moon?
A lot of paperwork.
Well, they got to sign one of those immigration forms again, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to get back in the country. So wait till Trump builds a wall.
Don't you remember seeing them get picked out of the ocean? They got picked out of the ocean and put on the aircraft
and
carrier.
And you're buying that, right?
Of course I'm buying
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Yeah, sure.
And I like Christmas, too.
Yeah.
And the Easter Bunny, you know?
Yeah, let's put her down in the ocean and we'll get some ship to find us. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Have a big holiday.
Can we talk baseball?
Here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk baseball.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Latest, Aroldis Chapman signs with the Yankees.
Wow.
This is no surprise to you, is it? Or is it?
Yeah, I like this. Yeah. I like it a lot, actually. Because, you know, it might not be the short-term fix. When I say short-term, I'm really ready to win right now. But when you look at 18, when these guys are, you know, these young guys are busting their way the door, they'll be ready, and you'll need a guy at the back end. They won 84 games last year. You can ill afford. I think nobody likes to lose anything when you have a lead in the ninth inning. That's just if you do, there's a problem. We see these guys come around too often. We see in numbers explode records. They were out there with $50 million. You got three guys.
Well, you Cliffy, are you walking around at all? I'm sorry, but...
And you just look at where the game is going.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but are you, if you're walking around, your cell's kind of cutting out. I don't know if you can help us with that. Yeah.
This is the only hotel that I've ever been in that I've had bad service on my phone. I'm not walking around. I'm literally sitting here.
Oh, are you? Oh, well, thank you.
Not moving.
That's okay.
And if it's bad, then you might have to call me back because I hate being spotty. That's never a good interview.
No, I know. Well, what's the name of the hotel? Let's crap on them here.
I won't give that out. Well, I'm going to tell you, I should give it out because I got stuck in an elevator while I was
there. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Tell us.
Come on.
Yeah, well, you know what? So I get on an elevator, and of course, you know, you push what floor you're going to.
Yeah.
And the freaking thing does not move.
No.
So then I push door open.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you what saved your boy.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me, it was a glass elevator. And I could see people.
Oh, really? Otherwise, you'd have been, like, climbing the wall.
Down goes Frazier, call 911, and crap. They find a body back somewhere. They take him to the hospital. So I'm banging on the window.
Yeah.
Like, I'm banging
on the window.
I'm legit banging on the glass, trying to get their attention. And I'm saying to myself, you mean to tell me all these people here for the winter meetings and nobody can see me? Nobody can see me in here screaming my head off. I push the call button. And you know that annoying elevator music you get?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? That comes on for the first 3 minutes I'm in there.
Oh, it wasn't on before. Now it's on.
I'm on hold.
Oh, great.
I'm on hold, fellas.
He's on hold.
I'm on hold and stuck in the elevator. Finally, the guy gets on. He goes, can I help you? I go, look, I'm stuck in the elevator. My man goes, okay. I go, no, it's not okay. Like, I need you to get somebody here in a hurry. I'm going down. And finally, the thing somehow or another takes off.
Oh, really?
And it all took off. It went up about 4 flights, and then it stopped. I go, open up. Please open up. And then it shoots back down to the floor I was just on.
Oh, my God.
And it opens up, and I walk off. And people are looking at me like, what the hell just happened to this dude? And I go, do not get on the death trap. And I just walk away. How about that?
Well, that's pretty good.
Now, are you sitting at the desk in the hotel?
I'm actually sitting here at the – no, I actually left the
Oh, this is a different place.
Studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, this is where it happened at is right here. I'm sitting looking at the elevator right now.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm sitting there staring at it, wondering if I should do something, contemplating, should I, like, break it somehow so they can
have that
happen to anybody? Because if you're claustrophobic like me,
yeah,
then you'll never, ever want to experience what I experienced.
So, Cliff, the first thing that came to mind to me is that I think you should go to the front desk and complain loud, and they gave you 10,000 more points.
At the very least.
That's a great point.
Get more hotel points, man.
At the very least.
That's a great point, because I went to them and said, look, whoever your guy is in the back, he needs to give me something else when I'm stuck in the elevator like that. And they go, sir, I'm so sorry. No, I need more than that.
Yeah.
If you can get about 10,000 extra points in your hotel card, that'd be good.
That'd be sweet.
All right.
I don't think I've ever been in too many Gaylord hotels across the island. I don't know, maybe.
Oh, he let it slip.
Oh, the Gaylord.
Attaboy.
Well, you've been to the one in Nashville.
Did I let it slip?
Yeah, you did. Oops.
Oh.
Oops. Well, bad on you.
I'll be here again, I guess, sometime. We'll see.
Yeah, maybe not. maybe they'll go, oh, Mr. Floyd, I'm sorry. Your room is not available. It'll be available in 5 years.
Yeah.
Come back then.
Hey, well, to finish the Chapman discussion.
We heard about what you said in Canada.
To finish the Chapman discussion, was there any was Washington in heavy on him? Is that why the Yankees had to overpay?
I think they were. I think when you look at the Nats and where they are, you know, here being close to D.C. and all the fan bases being around, yeah, they were in. I think, you know, certain guys are must-signs. You know, we talked to Dusty Baker, and he basically said, look, we don't have anybody. The question was, do you have anybody in-house? And Dusty Baker said, not really. Hmm. So for me, that means, no, you don't trust anybody to get those pressures throughout at the back end. And I think they had to overpay because the Nats and a few other teams, the Marlins, being that they tried to replace, you know, the tragedy with Jose Fernandez, bringing in a Cuban player, was in as well. And maybe they had to overpay right now.
Well, I have this thing about relievers. I don't believe in them, but he's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
Thing. I promise you.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. I said the same thing.
Did you really?
They are hit and misses. Yes, because that's why these guys are overpaying. We've seen so many guys come and go. And when you have a good one, you try to maximize as much as you can. And that's a big part of the small window of opportunity to win. When you have these guys, you know, you don't have them long. We've seen guys, I mean, when you look at the Astros going to get Ken Giles, I mean, this guy was electric in Philly. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, who's Ken Giles?
Oh, yeah.
It happens all across the game.
All the time.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, here's how I've said it. I said, you can name an endless list of great players at every position in baseball. Give me 10 great career relievers. Just 10.
Man.
It's hard.
You will start thinking. It's really hard.
It's hard.
Now, it's even harder.
But isn't that
one thing?
I was just saying, isn't that because that they don't have a long shelf life?
Well, that's
are some great guys out there. I mean, when you look at the Bruce Sutter and Trevor Hoffman and Tug McGraw and Goose Gossage. I mean, you know Dennis Eckersley. I mean, these guys. But the problem is their arms fall off.
Well, the one thing that it don't happen is, and we've seen this a lot, is when you become one dimensional. Everybody in the league can hit a fastball. We've even seen it with Chapman, right? And when Chapman's throwing over 100, okay, he's unhittable. You know, but when he's under 100, guess what? He's susceptible to getting hit.
Yeah, guys can catch up.
A lot of guys.
Yeah. Well.
And when you're not incorporating other pitches, you become that guy that's going to be susceptible, because I know one pitch you can throw. Now, the one thing I like about Mark Melanson is he throws a variety of pitches. And I think the more these guys understand that, Rawdus Chapman, you got to develop a slider or something else that's going to give a little wrinkle to the eye and make me think about a secondary pitch. But if you're going to continuously think you're going to throw 95 past me because it's straight and it's right what I need it to be. Now, you're going to be overpowering? Absolutely. Do I want to play behind you? Yes, I do. Do the fans get ooh and ah by it? Absolutely they do. But if it's not going to win consistently, at some point I'm going to have to worry about them. And I think that's why a lot of these guys wait. The top three that we're talking about right now, it's not going to go away for a while, in my opinion. But the other ones that we can't name are the ones that are, I don't know, possibly could it be, is a situation where it's not a winning situation, and then you throw them into a tough situation. Is that going to break them? There's so many questions after the top three we're talking about.
I'll tell you what I think is possible. I think it's possible Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion may have to form their own team if they plan on playing this year.
Ain't that something?
That is, you know, that's so bizarre,
I'm so
isn't it?
About it? I'm so upset about it. We went through an hour meeting today, and everything was about closers, where Kenley Jansen's going, how much pitching has to be. And I said to myself, is this what we are? I mean, is this what's going to have to be? And does nobody not need 42 and 127?
Yeah, no
does
kidding.
Does nobody not need a guy that, he's slowed down a little bit and Joey Bats? Does nobody need this? I mean, Smart Trumbull's out there. You can go on down the list. You have Sneaky Pop out there. Adam Lynn is Sneaky Pop. He's out there. You can keep going down the list. And if you tell me these teams have that much in their in-house, then I'll tell you, you're lying. So something has to happen, because not only do you pull up a 33-year-old Edwin Encarnacion's numbers, and you look at this guy and you go, well, yeah, he's declining. No, he's not, people. Look at the last 5 years of this man's career. He has been one of the best players in the game, period.
But, Cliff, don't you think he'd have a deal if he took a 2-year deal?
Oh, I think he would.
He probably would. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we can't expect. And maybe it makes sense for him to have plan B and hurry up with it. Because the more he wastes, the more money he loses. So if he's, a 2-year deal and it's going to give him $40 million, he takes it and go gets another 40 once he showcases that.
Exactly.
You know, he's not going away.
Exactly.
But these guys, it's very hard for them to look out there in the real world and go, and please don't take this disrespect, but $184 million for Jason Hayward, I have to accept a 2-year $40 million, it's hard for him to do it.
Sure
I wish
it
they
is.
Would, but it's just hard for him to accept that.
It's harder for his agent, you know. Who's,
it really is. Those are the ones that's keeping him from doing it, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I mean, if you turn the clock back, he gobbles up the Blue Jays 4-year, $80 million deal. He gobbles that up because he's not going to see that
it
anymore.
It sounded like a joke to us first, though. To me, it sounded like I laughed at it. I thought they must not want him then. 4 years, 80? No way. Look at the production this man's put up the last 5. You know, you must not want this cat. Obviously, you want to move on. They moved on really quickly. And Kendrick Morales, that was a great deal for them. Okay, you got a guy that's left Kansas City, hit 30 bombs. I get it. Okay, you still not replacing that. I don't care. I don't care what you say, what you do. You can't replace those two. And I took a lot of flack for that on Twitter throughout the season when people were going, well, you know what? You sound stupid saying we should get rid of one of these guys. I go, well, you can say what you want. If you lose them at the end, moving forward, you can be going back to hockey and watching that as opposed to going out there and watching the team, because I don't believe they're going to be as good as we all think they're going to be.
Well, I wonder how much of this has to do with the style of team that has been successful. The emphasis on the home run hitters. Baltimore hit a crap load of home runs this year. The Blue Jays hit a bunch of home runs, and they aren't there. You know, they don't have any rings. Kansas City won a World Series 2 years ago with a bunch of pop hitters and fast guys. And I just wonder whether they're, you know, it's we live in a monkey see, monkey do environment, especially in sports. The system that everybody wants to follow is the last one that worked. Not because they think it's good, but because it worked. Kansas City did it this way. Okay, that must be the way to do it. You must need to have three really good arms in the back end of your bullpen. So now everybody goes berserk about relief pitchers. And it's still going on today. It happened with Chapman.
Yeah.
Well, it does. And it does start a trend. We see that consistently. And next year when we're talking at this time, fellas, you and I both know we'll be talking about something totally different than three relievers.
That's right.
And that's just the way – that's just the nature. You make a great point, and you're absolutely right. But then ain't there somebody in the room sitting there going, hey, guys, you see all this power out here? It's called production. And at some point, guess what? In the middle of the season when you need this guy driven in from second base and you need a two-run homer to put you in the lead late in the game.
This is a guy who can do it.
These guys are the ones that do it.
You're right.
So when you got your pitcher out there sweating his you-know-what off because he's out there going, I got to throw perfect games every day because I'm not scoring enough runs. And, oh, by the way, my dude that I'm counting on to be the speed guy, he has a hamstring pull. So now what do I need? I need some
protection.
I need a guy that can hit the ball at the ballpark consistently. Now, if there was a guy on the fence that had up and down years, I would have. If you told me Joey Batson and what he's asking for is too much, we can go back and forth. Do I believe he should get it? Absolutely, because I like what I've seen from him. He keeps his body in great shape. I know he dealt with some little fluky injuries, but I still like the player. Edwin Encarnacion is nothing you can tell me about that. It's zero out there for you to tell me about why this man does not have a $100 million contract. When you look at the numbers the last 5 years.
Well, and above his hitting, and that's what we look at. I mean, the guy played a good portion of the second half of the season at first base and was not horrible. He was all right at first base. He can play there.
He don't hurt you nowhere.
No.
Yeah, he don't hurt you anywhere. He does not hurt you nowhere. There's no category you go, oh, here goes one that knocks off $10 million. Oh, here goes another one that knocks off $20 million. No, you add to what you want. If you want to win and you have a team, like if I'm sitting there and I'm the Cleveland Indians, you gave me everything you had in the World Series. You got there, you went 7 games, you went extra innings with a team that was, well, on paper, way more superior than you are. And you have a glaring hole sitting there at first base. You find, hey, defer the money. Do something that's just, you know, whatever you have to do, crafty, and make it work. And go, look, we didn't offer it to Napoli because we maybe don't believe Napoli is that guy. We're going to get the guy that's going to take us over the top. And this is a sign right here. You will have that stadium packed every night in Cleveland if you do that because they had a taste. They were an inch away from being one of the best teams in baseball.
Time is our enemy. We got to get out of here. Too much talk about elevators and stuff and space.
Yeah, well, that elevator. Hey, listen, let me tell you something about the elevator. You know, if I have a couple shirts here
Yeah.
That one will never, everything I wore that day is going in the trash. That was one of the worst days.
That's bad luck.
In the history of Cliff Floyd living on this earth.
Yeah, that's a bad luck shirt. That's a former baseball player strategy.
The shirt, the
everything. Everything.